Jack, Jack, whispered Annie. Jack opened his eyes. He'd been dreaming about running away from cobras. What's wrong? He said, sitting up in bed. It was still dark outside. Nothing's wrong, whispered Annie. We have to go to the treehouse and come back before it's time to get ready for school. The treehouse? Said Jack sleepily. Teddy and Kathleen may have translated the next lines of the spell, said Annie. We have to see if they're there or if they've sent a message. Huh? Said Jack. He was still half asleep. We have to find the second thing to break the spell that turned Penny to stone, said Annie. Remember? Come on, Jack, wake up. She shook his shoulder. Okay, we have to get the second thing. Jack jumped out of bed. I'm ready. No, you're not, said Annie. You have to put your clothes on. I'll meet you downstairs. Annie left the room, and Jack quickly changed out of his pajamas and into jeans and a sweatshirt. He picked up his backpack and reached into an inside pocket. He pulled out the emerald rose they'd found in India. It was the first thing Teddy and Kathleen needed to break the spell and bring Penny back to life. Jack grabbed his notebook and a pencil from his desk. He put them into his backpack along with the emerald rose. Then he slipped quietly out of his bedroom and down the stairs. Annie was waiting on the front porch. The sky was just starting to become light. The spring air was damp and cool. Jack was glad that he had worn his sweatshirt. All set, said Jack. Let's go. Jack and Annie ran across the wet grass of their front yard and dashed down the sidewalk. The houses they passed were all quiet, but the world of nature was awake with birdsong and dogs barking in the distance. Jack and Annie crossed the street and headed into the Frog Creek woods. It was hard to see in the shadowy dark, but they were so familiar with the path to the tallest oak that they quickly found their way. The treehouse was there, waiting for them, but no one was looking out the window.
Darn, no Teddy and Kathleen, said Annie.
Well, at least they sent the treehouse, said Jack. That must mean they were able to translate the next part of the ancient spell. They must have stayed in Camelot to work on the rest.
Yeah, probably, said Annie.
She grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack followed her. Inside the treehouse, daylight was starting to creep through the windows. Jack saw a small scroll on top of a book in the shadows.
That's it, he said.
He picked it up and read aloud.
The second thing to break the spell is a white and yellow flower. Live its meaning for yourself, if only for an hour.
A white and yellow flower? Said Annie.
Well, that sounds easier than finding an emerald shaped like a rose.
Okay, but where do we go to look for it? Said Jack.
He picked up the book from the floor and read the title aloud.
The Swiss Alps.
What's that mean? Asked Annie.
The Swiss Alps.
Those are mountains in the country of Switzerland, said Jack. People ski there and stuff. The Alps are the mountains they climb in the Sound of Music.
Oh, that place, said Annie. Great.
Look, there's a bookmark, said Jack.
He turned to a page marked with a blue velvet ribbon. There was a picture of tall mountain peaks and an open snowy area surrounded by rocky slopes. The caption read, "The Great St. Bernard Pass."
That must be the exact place we're supposed to go, said Jack. Ready?
Hold on, there's something else, said Annie.
She picked up a small blue bottle from the floor of the shadowy corner. The bottle had a label on it. She read aloud,
"One sip with a wish will turn you into anything you want for 1 hour. Use only once. Teddy and Kathleen."
Whoa, said Jack.
Anything we want? Said Annie.
That's what it says, said Jack.
This is going to be so much fun, said Annie. Let's get going.
Annie handed Jack the bottle. He carefully put it and the scroll into his backpack. Then he pointed at the picture of the Great St. Bernard Pass in their Alps book.
"I wish we could go there," he said.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still. Absolutely still.